Hello, everyone, ladies and gents. Welcome to Friends on Radio. Hello, everyone, ladies and gents. Welcome to Friends on Trial. This is Stephanie Roof, author of the book Friends on Trial.
This is KMS. Welcome, welcome.
Welcome to the show. So we are here to be your wisdom of voice, be the advice that you need. You need any type of advice on love, you want to put someone on blast, hit us up. We're here to be that for you, and we're going to go through some scenarios today. And we're glad you're tuning in, and we hope you enjoy it.
Yes, there's a lot of ratchet people in the world, and we believe that we will help improve the ratchetness by putting people on trial, giving a verdict,
right.
Where we can limit the ratchetness that is going on in the world will be a better place.
There you go.
So let's go ahead and, first of all, Steph Roof, go ahead and tell me about your day. Did you witness any ratchetness today?
You know, today was a pretty crazy day. I have witnessed some terrible things today, but we're going to hold that off for another second. We got some stories here that the people have sent in.
All right.
And we got to listen. We got to see what they're talking about. We got to give them our opinion
right.
And help them get into it.
All right. Go ahead. Hit me up. What we got?
Okay. So first trial. The name is Vanessa. She's from AC, and she writes and she says, "Hello, Friends on Trials. I want you to please give me a verdict on my friend Shannon. Me and Shannon went out to the club 2 weekends ago, and this guy was trying to talk to me, and he bought us drinks and everything and the whole nine. And I left a little too many drinks. My friend Shannon got drunk. And what I mean by drunk is that she started making out with the guy that tried to talk to me. So she got a little catty. And I asked her that we should go ahead and go because I see she's a little bit drunk. After I kept pleading with her, she continued to tell me to get lost and to stop trying to be a fun snatcher. So I was done with the situation, so I just left. The next day, I got a text from her asking me to come pick her up from the Motel 6. I said no. Then she said, fine, some friends you are. Then 3 hours later, the guy from last night called me and was asking me out. When I asked him how she got to the Motel 6, he stated, he started telling me about that they went to there together, they hooked up in the janitor's room. What? But that is nothing, and that he really wants to be with me. It was just sex. I was speechless, and I just couldn't talk to him. I just hung up the phone. My issue is Shannon feels I owe her an apology for not picking her up. She asked. She told me she would have never did that to me. I am still mad about this situation. What do you think I should do? Should I apologize? Hell no.
Wow.
Hell to the F no.
Wow.
You need to tell her ass is a nasty nifty. Who in the hell goes around sleeping with people in the damn janitor's room at the Motel 6? No. Hell no. This is not even acceptable. Verdict is guilty as charged. So
guilty.
You ain't apologizing to her. Plus, everyone knows only hoes go to the Motel 6.
All
no.
Hoes.
No.
I mean, at least take me to the W or
no.
Something. I need it. I'm a premium host. This is ridiculous.
Like, who does this?
Seriously? And then she wants to pick you up for her booty call that should have been your booty call?
No. Nasty Minsky. That's what you call her. Nasty ass Minsky. And his
that's
dirty ass trying to hook up with you after the fact. Tell him you're not one of Tigger's friends. No, he ain't coming around pouncing on you.
Exactly.
No. Done.
So the verdict is Nasty Minsky?
Nasty Minsky.
All right.
Guilty as charged. Thank
Next.
You. Thank you. Next, trial number two. This is from Sandy, and she's from Gilbert, Arizona. Sandy, hello. And she says, I would like some advice on what to give my friend Brooke. She has been with her boyfriend for 5 years, and for 3 years, he has been openly cheating on her. We go out to clubs, and he kisses another girl in front of her and all her friends. She came home early one time and caught him in the act with some girl that she found out was a stripper.
What?
I just don't like to see her sad. She is always crying about it to me and how she is so stupid for staying with him and told herself she would never date a guy who was a whore, and she is moving out any day now. But that day never came. Usually after 2 days of hearing this, on the third day, she is happy again, and she says she knows he's the one for her, and he would get married to her soon, and that he said once he gets married to her, he'll stop doing all this. So any advice that maybe you can give us, and so she can maybe see the light? Okay. Y'all, okay. I want everyone to listen very closely. Listen very closely. First of all, this is guilty, and everyone has a friend.
Yep.
She's guilty because her love is on lockdown, and the reason is because this is how you know the caged bird sings. So let me make sure that y'all get a clear understanding of this, okay? Only the two people can open the cage of the caged bird, okay?
Right.
That's the best friend who's
right.
trying to help resolve the issue to get them into a better situation, and that's the boyfriend that they stuck with as of this time, boyfriend or girlfriend, that can either let them go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what's happening, and please tell me, I really hope you listen. She's up there, she chirps. She's just like, chirp, 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 chirp. That's all she's doing. She's just chirping about the situation. Don't plan to make no moves on this. She's chirping about the situation. And as soon as you try to open the gate to let her come fly out, she ain't going to even let the wind hurt her. You open the gate, she's going to skip hop to the back of the gate.
Right.
And she's going to sit there.
Right.
And she's going to put her head down. And she ain't going nowhere. Do you understand? She's on lockdown. So when you see her, you need to tell her. When she started this, say, you know what? You're on lockdown, and that's how I know the caged bird sings.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear no more about it. See, this is what it is. And every time she starts this, you need to say, you know what? You ain't coming out of the gate, so stop asking for it to be open.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
People, once again, this is Friends on Trial. I know all of y'all have a lot of friends that are just like this, and it gets worse. Sometimes it's more serious than cheating. Sometimes it's getting beat, and you still won't leave your boyfriend, you still won't leave your girlfriend. Remember, please call in 646-478-3655. You can go ahead and call us and give us your verdict. Let us know about your story, because I know we can all relate to this. We all have a friend that's just in a ratchet-ass relationship, and they, when they get the opportunity to leave, when they get the opportunity to leave, they do not. So call in 646-478-3655.
And they ain't going nowhere. All she doing is just singing. Singing to the blocks, and ain't no one trying to hear that. And you need to stop wasting your time and being upset about it, trying to help her. I mean, she got to find that position in her own self. When she's done with it, she's ready to be done with it, you best believe she'll go ahead and she'll walk out of the cage and fly away. Until then.
Right.
Chunk cut the deuces and be, I love you, and if you like it, I love it.
Right. Go ahead. What's up? We got another one?
We got another one.
All the ratchet people just keep coming. Just keep coming.
We got Chrissy from Chandler, Arizona.
What's up, Chrissy?
She says, hello, Friends on Trial. I have an issue. Me and my ex keep getting back together.
Oh, that's your issue, your ex.
Exactly, right?
Continue.
Okay.
Ahead.
And then he's like, he breaks up with me for nonsense things, and this is the fourth time this year we have broken up. We have been together 2 years. I love him. I really do. But I'm just tired of the crazy women fights, and then the it's over. I'm done. I'm moving in with my friend. I don't want to be with you. I'm getting my stuff. And then 3 weeks later, we are back together. I feel he can't just try to talk our issues out when they occur. I just want to be with him without us breaking up every other month or so. Give me advice, please.
If he wanted to be with you and have a committed relationship and really work at it, then he would be with you.
I mean, okay, I can see that point, but this is my thing. I personally think there's your side, there's his side, and then there's the truth. So, I mean, y'all been together 2 years, and if y'all find this much, something has had to happen. And, I mean, this just didn't come up. Something's had to happen, and maybe he's just not wanting to talk about it. Maybe you didn't realize it affected him when it happened, but y'all definitely need to have a conversation. I mean, me personally, I'm just going to be honest with you. Taking your ex back is like going to a garage sale and buying the old stuff back. Like, it could be broke. You already done, like, pounced on it, I mean, it just might not be the same. Maybe it could be that it really is time for y'all to move on. Maybe that's why y'all have so many issues. But I really feel that because there is so much lack of communication between the two of y'all, that's why you keep having the problems. And it definitely seems like you're getting to a breaking point where you're fed up with it. But I think if you really want to try to make this work, you know, you need to be able to sit down and have a logical conversation, and you need to go over the fight. It doesn't mean that you get mad because he said something and you might not agree with it. You have to be able to hear his opinion on it and see exactly where he's coming from. That makes sense?
Exactly.
You get that, Chrissy?
My opinion is both of y'all are still guilty.
I feel hung, jury. No, I'm hung because we don't know his side. So I don't want to accuse him. And, you know, it might be something else. Or maybe you're shutting off and maybe we're not, you know, hearing that part of the story. Because it can happen.
I'm gonna give my final argument.
Give what you want to give. You go there.
I feel like in this situation, if they keep breaking up, and let's say we don't know both, we only know her side. If he was being a man or someone who wanted to communicate and be in the relationship, then he would communicate. He would do just that. She wouldn't even have to write us, although I can't. She wouldn't even have to write us because she would know what the problem was. She would know what the issue was because he would have communicated that to her. But since he did not communicate that to her, she's writing us. She's sitting here lost, stuck, letting him back whenever he wants to come back in and whatever like that. If he communicated to her to be in this relationship, then she wouldn't even need to talk to us right now because they would be able to.
But you don't think maybe he said it and maybe she didn't fully get his point of view from it, and maybe that's why they feel this back and forth breakup here and there. Like, you don't think it's possible that maybe he said it and maybe he thought he was communicating it correctly at some point. And then maybe it's just to the point where they're just like, fight, 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 break up, fight, you know.
You know, sometimes talking isn't even good. Write a letter. Chrissy and Chrissy's ex-boyfriend, write a letter.
Write a letter.
Then after you write the letter, send a copy of the letter to friendsontrial@gmail.com or go ahead and call us in 646-478-3655 and read the letter to us because y'all have a communication issue. We'll do a special trial for you. We'll do a back and forth for you. So what's the final verdict here, Steph?
Hung jury. I don't want to, you know, fully jump in. I see your side of it. And like I said, I definitely think there's a talk that needs to be had. But it's always two sides, and that's the truth. And the truth is it could be both of y'all that's not listening.
All right. Oh, yeah. Congratulations, Chrissy. You officially became our first hung jury. Congratulations. All right, Steph Ruth, hit me with another one.
Okay, so we have Misty. She's from Tempe, Arizona.
What up, Misty from Tempe, Arizona?
Misty. And she says, hey, Friends on Trial. So my friend Tasha is upset with me because I told her she should not marry her kid's baby's father because it will never work. Well, let me tell you why I feel this way. Tasha met her kid's father at the nail salon that he used to work at. And at this time, he was married to a girl that worked in the nail salon also. I told Tasha he was unhappy. So after months of them communicating and him doing Tasha's nails, Tasha convinced him that if he was unhappy, he should leave his wife. So he did. Then Tasha told him that he can just come live with her. Now, two kids later, here they are, and I told her karma's a bitch. I mean, do you think I'm that wrong for saying how I feel? Okay. Okay. Listen, tell undercover homewrecker that hell to the fuck no, that shit ain't gonna work. I mean, you can't take someone. He was married. That's my biggest thing. Okay, if, you know, I know there's women to do that now. If that's what you want to do, okay, but if it's my man, you better not ever let me catch your ass trying to get at my man like that. Second of all, you just don't do that. Like, you have to look at the picture from, okay, here I am talking him through, telling him that he should leave his wife, because he showing me the pity party. You never heard what the wives had to say about all this. Who are you to go make this man do that? And then now the fact that you got two kids about him, and you an undercover homewrecker. That's all shit is. Like, you telling me that, like, you had an ultimatum the whole get-go. Like, you had an ultimatum the whole get-go. You cannot tell me you did not have an ultimatum. Because you just don't do that. You don't just start keeping a conversation. It's like he's cheating with you before y'all even had kids or anything. Because instead of him talking to his wife, he's talking to you about this. Am I wrong? I mean,
I agree. So, can we make a verdict a hoe? We just say hoe, but no.
I mean, I feel she's on the cover home record. You know, I feel she basically had and without the wife ever even knowing, got in up on real quick and dropped it like it was hot, you know. See, the thing is, I guess we don't know if she was really sexing him beforehand, but they was having a lot of talking. Like, y'all talking, you doing all this, come on now.
Okay, all right, but I'm sorry, I do have to kind of disagree with you for a little bit.
Okay, tell me, what you think?
I am trying to start a new campaign. It's called Don't Blame the Whole Campaign. It's called Do Not Blame the Whole Campaign.
And why would you not blame the whole?
Because if the man or the woman, whoever decides to step out of their relationship, no one can go to your house with a gun and say, cheat on your wife, cheat on your husband. You then voluntarily, so I have a Don't Blame the Whole Campaign. Yes, she is a hoe because she knows she's a hoe, and guys be hoes too. You're a hoe if you know that the person you're sexing with is in a relationship. However, you know, don't blame the hoe. It's not the hoe. It's not the hoe. Hold them you with a neck gun and say sex me.
The hoe is the one that says she done hoe pregnant. She should have told him if you're not happy, leave your wife. You don't be doing that. She should just be neutral. She definitely, she got two kids by this man. She definitely had she liked him after a while. I don't know, he was rubbing her hands in a certain way, you know, acting like he fucking Marvin Gaye up there and he's supposed to be doing nails. But I know she's an undercover homewrecker and she needs a shirt that says it, warning, undercover homewrecker. So everyone knows to be watched for her ass. Hell no. Hell to no. You can't do that. You cannot do that. I mean, you want to not blame it on her, but she got two. And she blatantly in Missy's letter, she says that her friend Tasha like told the man. She told him, you know, leave your wife. Yes, he made his choice. I give you that. He made that choice. But I feel, you know, she put the nod to it. I feel she's the cause.
All right, what's the final verdict?
Guilty. Undercover. Undercover hoe and homewrecker. Guilty as charged. I want nothing to do with her.
Look.
No one should want nothing to do with her.
KMS is starting a Don't Blame the Whole campaign. If you want to go ahead and jump on my campaign, if you don't blame the whole,
wow.
Go ahead, call in at
346
really? 478-3655 or email us at friendzonetrial@gmail.com.
Don't blame the hoe.
Don't blame the hoe.
I'm blaming
campaign.
The hoe.
It ain't the
hoe. That's blaming the hoe, and I want everyone listening to know.
Unless the hoe.
I ain't judging you, but I'm blaming your ass for this.
Don't blame the hoe campaign. That's next. What's next?
Fine. Okay.
Jump
okay.
on my campaign. In fact, you're on Twitter, #, don't blame the hoe. Okay? It's a movement. We're starting this. I'm tired of folks being blamed. Not their fault.
Really?
#.
That's the very reason why we have shows like basketball.
Really. Facebook, okay. Don't blame the hoe.
Yeah, blame the hoe. Okay. Next. Yes, next is definitely indeed. Okay, so now we have Jonathan from Phoenix, Arizona. Hello, friends on trial. Please put my coworker Don on blast. Last week, after lunch, me and another coworker walked past Don's desk and find him in broad daylight snorting something he had chopped up off his desk. and then he looked up and seen us and says, "Hey guys, it's not what you think. It's just my Vicodin I use for pain relief. It gets in my system faster if I take it like this. I was lost for words. What do you think, drug addict or not?"
Okay. I mean, who? Y'all, listen, you at the workplace, you cannot be up here snoring stuff off your desk. Where was the manager at when he was doing this shit? That's what I'm trying to find out. Hell, yes. No, he's guilty, and tell him that he needs to do better. And yes, he got drug tendencies. How he even know about snoring something up his nose? No, snoring some damn Vicodin? Who does this?
No. You telling me that when it's that time of the month and you in cramps and you in pain and you sit a mile off.
I don't snort my dog at my desk.
You sit a mile off, you'll think about crushing a little bit, do a little bit crush.
No, you're, I don't even know how to be doing the whole snort thing. Because I'm not a druggie. Like, who does this?
He's a drug addict, and he definitely needs to go to rehab.
Can we test the substance? See, this is what happened with Whitney. Everybody was calling Whitney a crackhead when she died. Now, it turns out that she really did have crack. But still, though, we didn't know. It took them 8 weeks to get the toxicology report back. So all I'm saying is, instead of...
It ain't even about Whitney. Hell, all we know, he could be Rick James' first cousin, or Lindsay Lohan's lost brother. Hell, Don needs to do better.
I'm just saying, we don't know.
No, he at the workplace. And you know what, Jonathan, you tell his ass, you don't come in there to like get snorting jobs. Like, you don't come in there to find out how to do that. You're not trying to go get a job and teach people how to snort.
Did she tell what you thought they had?
No.
Maybe
it's
stressed.
Jonathan. It's a boy. He didn't tell us what time.
Maybe.
Vicodin, you're going to need more than that. You're going to need more than that.
He might be a lawyer. He might be stressed. He might be in Congress. And he's stressed out. And
come on. Why are you so on them and like really, really?
Don't make me start a Don't Blame the Drug Cafe. I'm not going to start it because drugs are whack. Crack is whack. I'm just saying, we don't know the facts.
We know the fact of he walked by, he snorted something on his desk. He done chopped up. What the hell is this? No. I don't want to work nowhere where I go in and I'm just hearing Don's over here snoring up today.
No.
All right. Do you want to work somewhere like that?
We're not finished.
Tell me why you feel that we don't know if do you really think they don't want job to be that's where it works? They're risking their job and snoring something up their nose. What if his manager would have walked by?
Okay, yes, I correct. Yeah, you're dumb. I mean, let's go to the bathroom.
Bread for stupidity.
At least go to the bathroom next time. But don't do it if it really is drugs. I'm just saying, it could have been.
No, it's not getting at your desk. I'm going to ask them, what in the hell do this look like to you? No.
All right. Okay. Guilty. All right. Guilty is the verdict.
Thank you. I'm trying to be Rick James' cousin.
If you have an opinion or a crazy story to add to this, 646-478-6655. Once again, you are listening to Friends on All, where we put ratchet people in ratchet situations on blast. So give us a call if you want to send in a story. friendsontrial@gmail.com. We got another one?
Yes, we do.
Hit me.
We have another one. So we have Fred from Avondale. He says, "Hello, Friends on Trial. A few words of advice, please. I have not had much luck dating since I moved out here a year ago. So I've last resorted and I decided to go online and set up an account for free." It's a free account. I don't know about this, Fred. So he says, "I haven't had much luck and it's been 2 weeks. But some girls say that I'm rude when I listed in my profile a list of things I don't want. Here they are. Tell me what you think." Okay. Oh, it's long. Okay. It says, things I don't want. Women with drama issues don't mess with me. This isn't Saved by the Bell. Hello. No bipolar women, meaning uncontrollable anger. Sorry. When women that think they are right all the time, lame. Women that say they hate imperfections, but they have facial hair, come the fuck on. Are you serious? Women that think their life is better than everyone else's, please get over yourself. Women that think they're mind readers, I still don't get that one. Women who are so self-assured that they avoid how much someone else cares for them, that's sad. Women that can't handle their liquor, example Debbie Downers. Women that cry or whine, get whatever they want, you're not 5 years old anymore. Hello. Women with that player complex, me and if you think I'm a player because the men you used to date played you, then you need to stop in the past. That's why you're on the site, right? I cannot believe you wrote that. If you're not any of these things, you're a kick-ass person in my book. Okay.
This is what he wrote on his profile?
This is what he wrote on his profile.
What does he want to know exactly?
He said women said that was rude. He wants to know what he's saying. Okay. Listen. I really can't be mad at him. The fact that he's really just trying to... Apparently... Okay, we're going to keep this real. All
right.
Apparently, Fred has run into some of these things. And this is why he's probably saying, I don't want this, lady.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Maybe everyone's taking this in the wrong way. I actually think this is pretty hilarious. Because any man that's willing to be honest enough and write this, crazy hilarious. I can't be mad at him for this.
Oh,
I mean, what?
Well, no.
Tell me why.
Fred. Fred, I need you to... Fred, I need you to listen to me closely.
Don't say about the bell.
Fred. First of all, with a name like Fred, you kind of already are automatically on, like, serial killer status. I really don't know Freds personally, but the Freds that I've watched on TV, they crazy. Now, Fred, when you come at your profile in a way where you seem like a complete and utter asshole, like if you was to go on a date with a female and if she, like, sneezed and didn't turn her head in a 90-degree angle, you would, like, chop her body parts up and put them in your freezer. Fred, this is the reason why. It's rude. Yes, it is rude. I'm sorry. I understand there's a line between keeping it real and just being straight rude. He could have said all things he didn't want, but the little extra snippets at the end, that's just a little...
But that's, you know, that you've been through it. You don't think so?
I don't care if you've been through it or not.
I mean, come on. Drama issues?
You gotta be...
This ain't Saved by the Bell. Hello? Yeah, that means he's been through it.
I mean, these little snippets, these little side comments that he got going on. Fred, you will be single for the rest of... Well, you have 5 friends that you always have. They've been with you since birth, and that's probably the only play you're ever gonna get.
Wow.
5 friends.
Oh, KMS just went in. She went in on you, Fred.
Fred,
I was just trying to... I just think... Yes, it's a little bit rude, but at the point, I think it's kind of hilarious that he went there, you know? And maybe he, you know, it sounds like he don't want to play, and he's just trying to, like, look, I'm trying to lay it all out on the table. Hey, Fred, in my opinion, you can tell them if they knew better, they do better. I would. If that was me, no.
Craig, you need to put yourself out on the corner and just hold yourself. Be a whore, because you ain't getting a
wow.
Like this. What? Your personality sucks. Just be a hoe. And don't worry, Brad. I won't blame you, because I have a don't blame the whole campaign. I won't blame you, but your personality, it sucks. I'm just saying. Plus, if you hold yourself out, he can make money. And have sex.
No.
No?
No. Please don't be a hoe. I'm just saying.
Hoe it up.
I give him innocent verdict. What do you give him?
Guilty. That woman is guilty. That rude ass serial killer ass. No. Change your name to Dave. You're going to be fucking rude. Change your name to Dave.
Wow.
Dave is a happy name. I've never met.
You think because he's not like Fred on Freddy Krueger on Elm Street or nothing.
That's why he scares me.
You don't even know if he's that.
Fred.
I feel he just being. Some people just are overbubbly and real, and I can see that from maybe from what he said. You don't think so?
No. Real
wow.
Lost. Real lost. Real rude. Real guilty. He needs to be a real hoe. Cause, and don't talk, Fred. If you get a trick on the corner, don't talk. Because then they will leave you where they found you. Guilty.
Wow. Okay. That is it. I have no more. That is our last trial.
Yeah, I want to remind you people, thank you once again for listening to us. Once again, go ahead and send, if you have a story, I know everyone has a story, everyone has a friend that has performed some type of ratchetness, go ahead and call in at 646-478-3655. If you have a story, go ahead and send us your story at friendsontrial@gmail.com. We will contact you within 24 hours and let you know when your trial will be put online for the viewers to hear, and we will give the ratchet person in your life a verdict. So friendsontrial@gmail.com, definitely hit us up. We will go ahead and put your story because there's a lot of ratchetness in the world, and we're just trying to play our part in
helping you get it out there.
Exactly.
Helping you tell everyone in the world why the cage bird really.
All right, so let's go. You want to go with the love reel? You want to go to my subject of the day? All right, so this section of our program is called KMS Subject of the Day. It's where I hit us with all the beautiful listeners with a question, a thought-provoking question that's just going to change your life and really make you think, okay? You can go ahead and call in or email us with your opinions, as well as on our next show, if you want to, you know, double back and talk to us about the previous question, go ahead. Steph Roof, I will go ahead and set you off with this question that we're going to talk about, and that is, I need some music,
What is
my question is, if happiness was the national currency,
okay,
are you with me on this one?
I'm gonna repeat it
for the listeners.
Okay,
if happiness was the national currency, okay, what kind of work will make you rich?
Wow, what type of work would you need?
So let's say the Federal Reserve got replaced by happiness, like smiles and your happy meter. Have you ever seen the movie In Time with Justin Timberlake?
I have.
Okay.
I get it.
In Time, for those of us who haven't watched the movie In Time, okay,
mm-hmm.
Basically your life is based on the amount of time you have on your arm, a little finger. And that's also the currency. So if you run out of time, you lose your life, but you also use time to pay for things. Like in the movie, a cup of coffee costs 4 minutes. The poor people lived off of a day, like 48 hours, you know, and they had to work to get more hours added to their life. The rich people had like infinite amount of time, so they didn't have to worry about all that. So let's say if happiness was the national currency, what kind of work would make you rich? Now, I'll go ahead and throw out my opinion.
Okay. What do you feel on it?
Sex.
Sex.
I think that if happiness was a national currency, what kind of work would make you rich? Sex. Being a hoe. Don't live in a hoe cafe. Honestly, I feel like because today's society, what they say, sex sells, right? Sex is everywhere.
Yeah,
every
but
love
sex
song
can't make you happy. Not necessarily. Sex is there and it provides what it does provide for you. No doubt. No doubt. You know, everyone needs to get their back knocked out a couple of times because you don't want to. But you think sex makes everyone happy like that. I don't think it's. I don't think that can be just your one happy.
I just said what kind of work. I just feel like being an escort. I think that would make that you would be rich. I think escorts would like be on a whole hoes would be on a whole nother level.
Why are you supporting the whole community now?
It is. I mean, we don't have any people playing the hoes. Also, I think that. Okay, the richest people in this country, right? Our currency is money, right? The richest people in this country are CEOs of companies, right?
Correct. Okay. Correct.
I think in a world where happiness was the currency, the richest people in this world would be escorts and hoes. They're rich anyway. Ask Tiger Woods hoe, Bill Clinton hoe.
So you don't know what the hell they got either. Why they going around?
They get $10, $50,
$60. They ain't the only one of hoes. The majority of hoes are different people. And you don't know what they got. That's all I'm saying.
They got money because they got hush hush money. And it would be the same even if happiness was a currency. I think it'd be the same.
No, okay, a real hoe's not happy. A real hoe's not happy. They live quietly. And they got money because someone, you know, man or such as taking care of them. And it's not even that. They might not be with a guy who's even rich. He could just be, you know, she done failed in deep, so she's the side piece and she's sexing him, but she really wants him and he just don't know, it's not gonna happen. I have my wife. No. Hoes are not necessarily happy.
It's a national, it would be one of the most well-paid professions, just like it is today.
And happiness. You think sex makes everyone happy?
A hoe would be the president of the White House.
You crazy.
Okay, give me your opinion. What work, what job would you have to, in your opinion, what job?
I mean, I don't think necessarily a job. I mean, because happiness is the currency, so I mean, I would say, you know.
My question, I will repeat my question for you, and I will repeat my question to the viewers once again. Call 646-478-3655 if you have an opinion. If happiness was the national currency, what kind of work would make you rich? What kind of work would make you rich? If happiness was the currency, what work would make you rich? You're saying, hold, ain't rich.
But no, because you're trying to, it's the way you compare it. You like trying to say that being a hoe by happiness being a curse, as if like being a hoe is being happy. Like being like happy, being sexual, being sex work is not going to make someone happy. That's not going to make everyone happy. I was going to say, so all right. If the national currency was like, you think everyone would just, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I want to pay my happiness. I'm giving happiness by sexing everyone.
Well, if you give happiness out, you should get happiness in return.
But you giving your goodies away just because
it makes you happy.
Just because of happiness. It's not love, but it's happiness.
People will pay you happiness to get happy. I mean, what? That's the currency, right? All right,
what
job in your opinion? What could
I mean, for me, my happiness would be like helping people who really, really don't have you. People don't have, you think about it, okay, you can say, okay, people in Africa, they don't have this, they have that. But I mean, can you imagine, like, some of them, they don't have parents, and they don't have no one to make, you know, them happy, or they've already lost that person. That's happiness. Having someone else there that is there for you, that you know that, like, if everything goes away today and if I had nothing, you know, I'm happy because I know that you're here with me. And not necessarily maybe, yes, it could be your boyfriend, your girlfriend, and the sex may be good, but more so you're happy at the fact that it would be, you know, love is happening. I don't think it's necessarily, and love is a job. You can't. You don't just. You have to make love work. Is what I'm saying, and other things. So I don't think it can be, as you like to say. You were really on the whole thing, you know. By the way, I just really wanted to bring that up.
It's a whole type of day. It's a hoish day. Okay, so you're saying that like maybe volunteering your time, giving your time, two volunteering ways. Your time would be the currency. I mean, the work that you would have to do. All right, I can do that.
Making others happy, you know, getting
like the hope.
Okay, I kind of set myself up.
Now. Yeah.
I still do not know.
All right. Well, can I? If it's okay with you, Stephanie, can I hit the viewers? Can I hit the listeners with another question then?
Sure. Go ahead.
Since because it seems like we're kind of
We're at odds. I mean, they know that. They didn't hear that. We're at odds. Coin don't make nobody happy. It makes trouble. It makes drama. It makes it an ice pick to your side. You over there trying to hold everybody else. Hold me, they hold with other people's property. And it's not the business. That's all I'm saying. Nope. Mm-mm. Not having it.
Okay. All right. Well, Ryan, I will go. Let's. I will leave the hoes alone. Good.
That's good.
Okay. All right, so my next question is, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Would you break the law to save a loved one? I'm going to let you go ahead and start this one off.
Oh, break the law. You know what? You know, this is a tough one. Because I remember I had a conversation with a real good friend of mine like a couple of weeks ago, and I think it depends. Okay, this is what I think it depends on. I think it depends on what position that loved one is to you. Uh-huh. Like whether it's your brother or whether it's your wife or whether it's your husband or it's your sister. Or, you know?
Yeah.
Or it's like a girlfriend. Because, I mean, you know, when it's like brother and sister, sometimes, like, you know, you might be older, you might be younger, but you might be like, I can't take this risk, you know? I love you, that's my family, that's my heart, but I don't know if I'm willing to take the risk for you of, you know, me going to jail over something that you really did that was out of pocket. Because that's what the question is. It's me breaking the law. Say, okay, me knowing that I'm basically going to say, you know what, take me over them. Not like no one dying, it's just take me, let me do the crime, and you not get in trouble. That's hard to accept. I think when it's maybe like, you know, your husband or your wife, I think y'all get to a point where you get so deep with each other that, you know, you can't imagine yourself losing them on another type of level. So I could see that being more relevant. I could see you like, you know, people doing stuff like that. Like, you know, why? Because that's not right. I could definitely see a mother or father doing that for their kid because that's their kid, you know. Love drives that type of question. Love is driving that question because it's saying, you know, how deep is this love? Like, okay, I unfortunately went bankrupt. I have to go, and I robbed this bank. I didn't tell you about it. But my wife, and all of a sudden the police walk through the door, what are you going to do? I don't know anything about it. So you just put yourself guilty. If you don't lie about it, well, that's your husband. And you're like, you know, that man could have gave you a kidney last summer. So, that's my husband.
So you're saying, yes, you would break the law to save a loved one.
Times it depends on the situation too. Anytime.
All police officers listening, listen to this.
No. I'm getting me arrested too, okay.
Okay. I see where you're coming from. I definitely see where you're coming from. I see it like this.
Okay.
I'll give you two situations or two of my opinions. One opinion is, yes, if you love someone enough that you would die for them, then of course you would give up your life for them. And going to jail is definitely giving up your life.
That's giving up everything.
So if you're willing to die for this individual, then you're willing to give up your life so that they could be 40 or they can be whatever. However, here's a trick, because you always got to spin it on you. Whatever, you know me, I always
okay.
got to flip one on you.
What is your term?
In turn, if you love someone enough
mm-hmm.
to die for them, to give up your life for them, okay?
Okay.
And you love them like that because y'all just got that type of love. And they should love you enough not to put you in that situation and to turn themselves in. You should never even have to be faced with that question. Because if you're willing to die or give up your life for them, then they should be willing to take responsibility for whatever action they committed and handle it like an adult and a human being and not put their loved one in the situation. Because if you're willing to die for them, they should be willing to die for you. And especially if you had nothing to do with it, you just sitting on the couch watching The Simpsons and A.I. Robin Banks shit. But
that's real talk.
They shouldn't even, they love you enough, you shouldn't even have to say that question. They should come to you and say, look, baby, I was out on the street, I did a little something dirty, the cops about to come for me. If they ask you any questions, just tell them that I told you I was out. And I admitted to doing something, and if they have any more questions, they can ask me. But when these cops come, I love you, you ain't about to see me for a couple of years. And it's done. And they should be ready to go. Give you little kisses, you know, little hugs, and bounce. And that's what it is. Because if you love somebody enough to give up your life, they should love you enough to give up their life.
That's real talk.
You know I gotta flip it on your grill.
That's true talk. That's true talk. I ain't mad at that. I'm not mad at that. So, what if now we should do what we call trial of the day?
Yeah.
Which is over a world issue.
Yes.
Woo. So, what is our world issue of the day?
Of course, everyone is talking about it. It's on the news every day. It's been on the news every day since February 26th. And what we're referring to is the Trayvon Martin case that's going down. Just a little recap of the Trayvon Martin case. Basically, on February 26th, a 17-year-old boy was shot dead by a 28-year-old man named George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman claimed self-defense. He claimed that Trayvon Martin went up to him and assaulted him. And George Zimmerman has yet to be arrested because he is claiming the Stand Your Ground law that was signed in to the Florida state bill. Which means if someone is on your property, you have a right to basically shoot now and ask questions later. And you won't be prosecuted for killing this person because they were on your property and you can do that. Now, there's been a lot of talk because there have been virtually no witnesses. Everyone heard something, heard screaming. Trayvon Martin was on the phone with his girlfriend at the time. She heard things, but no one actually saw anything. So for the fact that George Zimmerman is claiming self-defense, no one saw anything, which is hard. The other thing is that the police did not do their due diligence when they arrived to the scene. For example, they did not check George Zimmerman's alcohol level to see if he was intoxicated in any way, shape, or form. they did not go through the proper procedures to see if there's any sign of struggle on Trayvon Martin's body as well as George Zimmerman's body. There's a lot of controversial issues because the Stand Your Ground law that George Zimmerman is claiming, he actually was not on his property. So he did not actually have the right to shoot anyone who wasn't on his property. Where it took place, he was doing a neighborhood watch, and the Trayvon Martin was in the neighborhood of where his father lives. However, he predominantly lives with his mother. But as we all know, when a couple separates, they have, you know, one person has custody of the child predominantly during the week, and on the weekends, the other person might have the custody. So it was not a neighborhood that Trayvon Martin was particularly familiar with or knew a lot of people in the neighborhood. And so anyway, for George Zimmerman to claim the staying your ground law, he wasn't actually on his property. The other issue with it is the whole self-defense. In Florida, you have to have the burden of proof, meaning that if you claim self-defense, it is your job to actually prove that it was self-defense. However, because the Florida police did not do their due diligence, George Zimmerman has not had to actually prove that it was self-defense. In a result of this, the police chief in Florida has stepped down or resigned temporarily. So, Steph, what's your opinion on all of this?
You know, this is my thing. Everyone is upset, and I feel everyone has the right to be upset. And more so, the whole, okay, black fight thing, black mess, whatever. It's not even about that. It's the point that everyone is mad at. The point is that if you thought about it, when you look at this, you're like, okay, so you're saying if it's raining or something, I'll come to the objective or anything, and I would go outside and someone is watching our neighborhood and they mistake me for whatever reason and they come to shoot me. In Florida, you just gonna let this man walk free. Like, that's what basically why everyone's pissed. And then that he only had some Skittles and a drink in his hand.
Right.
No, it's not right at all. Like, the point is that everyone's really more so mad at the system and at the police station, because it's like no one did their job.
Right.
Where were y'all at? Why is not you? The point is, he needs to be taken in. After all of the marches around the state, Arizona, everywhere, Washington, Texas just did it. If someone needs to get arrested, you knew he was there. He said he did it. Why didn't you take him down and question him? You basically is telling America that, okay, this man admitted that he killed him, and because of these laws, we just left it at that. We didn't even go and take him in. We haven't talked to him since. No one's going to arrest until he's arrested. And I think also what really hurts this is that the whole Casey Anthony case.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Florida, you blew it. I mean, I don't know what they're smoking down there. It's like, you know, we might as well go down there, rob a bank, and just stay there. And then just say, you know, I did it for self-defense. Or, you know, I didn't do it. Just like, hey, Anthony, you didn't do it. And, I mean, Florida will let you off.
Yeah.
Like, that's the issue. Like, I don't understand. It's the policeman to me. I feel this. Everyone's mad because it's like, where is the justice? Why is no one? I mean, I could go kill my best friend, and then if I just tell you that it was self-defense, you're just going to take my word for it. That's what it is. It's like, the law is supposed to protect us, and the law says that by law, even in any state, whether that's this self-defense law, in any state, it says you need to take who is guilty or who you're assuming to be the guilty, take him in for questioning. He should have got taken in for questioning that night. It's fact that the way the case was handled.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter, white, black, blue, or whatever. That'll make anybody mad. That'll piss anybody off. It's like, this was handled like this. I don't agree with it. And why is no one doing anything? I don't know what's going on in Florida. I keep just letting people kill people down there and just get off. It don't really matter. Here we go. Done. Don't worry, they do it. I don't understand. I mean, seriously? Come on now, Florida. Come on.
It is really disturbing. Everything's coming out. Every day, there's more and more and more coming out. They tried to, demean Trayvon Martin's, memory by saying that one time in school he was suspended because they found marijuana residue in his backpack. Like, that has anything to do with the case whatsoever. That doesn't make it okay if you to be gunned down because you were walking in the street with a hoodie with some Skittles. That doesn't, things like that. Now they're saying that George Zimmerman suffered from shaken baby syndrome following the attack by Trayvon Martin. They said that Trayvon Martin messed him up so bad that he had shaken baby syndrome, is what they're claiming. Now, once again, Trayvon Martin is 17 years
Give
old.
Me a break. What is he has shaking baby syndrome.
Forgive me for laughing, people, but that's what they're claiming.
Shaking because his ass knows he's about to go to jail. This prosecutor needs to lose her job if she does not arrest him.
That's what they're claiming for right now.
Shaking baby syndrome? Who makes up this stuff?
Once again, Bill Lee, the chief of police, has stepped down temporarily from his position.
He needs to. I mean, and honestly, you know what? He was so, I feel, ungrateful. He just said, we stick to our policy and what we did. No, you cannot say in any just regular federal law across the board, across all 50 states, and anyone would tell you, no one here who's listening has to be a lawyer. The point is, the law says you have to kill them on your property. Okay, he didn't kill them on their property. You didn't do your proper search.
Right.
I need for you at least be man enough to admit and say, you know what? I'm stepping down and realize that there were some mistakes made instead of trying to uphold yourself. Mm-hmm. No, you're not getting your job after this. You don't deserve your job. Because how many other, things have happened and he did this? No. It's the whole way of his attitude. It's bad even when the governor was like, I made that law for people to be able to feel safe and defending themselves, not for you to chase someone down. And right. That's what he did. And that's the biggest issue, is that the key point of the law says he has to be on his property. So why isn't there arrest made? He wasn't on the property. You can't call theft for this defense per the law in the state if not on his property.
Correct.
In the phone call, they told him, you need to back down. Don't follow him anymore. You were following him. But whatever altercation happened, you caused it.
Yes.
I could see them getting into a fight because he's a 17-year-old. Let me tell you, I guarantee you any 17-year-old is, crying. They're not like he's fighting. He's not knowing it's dark at night. Of course.
Right. Exactly. Even if
shaking baby syndrome. All of Florida got shaking baby syndrome. They asses don't need to have no cases down there. The prosecutor needs to be fired. I'm just so pissed off. If they say any more nonsense like this, I've never heard of nothing. Shaking baby syndrome.
George Zimmerman has a good 100 pounds. On Trayvon Martin, so for Trayvon Martin,
which means he could have easily taken him out. He could have easily.
So what's going on is that the whole Stand Your Ground is becoming under fire the governor at the time who signed the bill was Jeb Bush, brother of previous President Bush.
Exactly. He's the one who said, he even said, that mess don't sound right.
Right.
Everyone, of course, everyone that's listening in the U.S. is upset about this. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Exactly. So he even said that it called Stand Your Ground law, not chase after somebody and shoot the law.
Exactly. I mean, this ass needs to be locked up. It's
exactly.
Simple, said, and done. They up here trying to pull another Casey Anthony, and this time it ain't not going to work. Like, this is just ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Casey Anthony just went in there and just looked and kind of was like, yeah, I taped him out. Yeah, I did it. Woo, woo, woo. Okay, deuces. Go ahead, let me out. I'm moving to Ohio. What's up? And then now he over here running behind a 17-year-old shooting him because they got a hoodie on. And then Florida let him off too.
I will say that it's going to be pretty interesting how the trial plays out.
It's a trial. They still haven't arrested him.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's definitely
She needs
a case.
To arrest him. And then her ass was up there one time talking about, oh, I want to know, please everyone just be patient. Be patient with your ass. This has been since February 26th. Arrest him for the fact that I didn't do the case right in the first place. You know what it is? The policemen know that they're going to get sued. That's all it is. Yeah, the family's going to get a lawsuit. Everyone here knows they're going to get a lawsuit. All I'm saying, pay them people their money. Because y'all should have did y'all, y'all's due diligence the first time. You didn't do it, so pay them their money. No, we done with this. Stop trying to do this runaround. She's trying to find a way to make it seem like the commissioner did something wrong, so then the police station won't get sued. They getting sued anyway.
True.
And the whole neighborhood watch people is getting they sued.
But I will say, that the 911 call that George Zimmerman made is quite disturbing, because in the 911 call, he's describing Trayvon Martin to the dispatcher, and the dispatcher is repeatedly telling him to stay in his car, do not follow him, stay in his car. And, you know, as Zimmerman is describing Trayvon Martin, he says, he sighs and he says, they always get away. And it just seems like...
And in Florida, they always get away. Bring his ass to Arizona so we can get Sheriff Joe on him. Just Sheriff Joe on him. And I guarantee you this would have been settled. He would have been arrested that night. Sheriff Joe would have been locked up, shut down, clank, clank.
Yeah, that's one thing. Sheriff Joe is not...
He don't play.
That's the only thing
you can really say about him. He actually would have made an arrest. Hell, in Florida, they won't even make the damn arrest. I'm done. Like, I just don't understand this. I'm pretty sure, you know, maybe if Casey Anthony would have said self-defense and her little baby hit her, then we would have been sitting up here watching her be out of jail for 200 days. You know, she just sat in a cell for nothing because she got let loose.
Right.
And then they up here finna shake him. Baby syndrome? Do better. Florida, y'all need to do better.
Right.
I don't know who is in the political system down there, but there needs to be a full-on change. Florida should not even have the right to vote in the presidential election this year. They can't even expect for them to make a logical decision. They're not logical. They haven't did nothing right. If they can't put people who actually it's obvious to everyone else in the world that they murdered them, I mean, no one here, we just ain't, we can put piece and piece of fact together,
right.
Murder, or at least follow the proper steps. Hell the F no. Florida don't even need to vote. They don't even need to vote. Count them out, and we'll just take our chance. Whatever president we get, we gonna get.
Right.
But Florida's ass don't need to vote, because they'll go ahead and put the wrong person in office. They have a lot of electoral votes. So they, it's just a bad situation down there. Bad situation. I'm done. So done with them.
All right, well, we will definitely keep you all tuned in with the update as this trial plays out, as this case plays out. We'll definitely keep you tuned in, as well as bring you other world trial topics of the day. There's a whole lot. And we will really love your opinion and give our opinion. There's scandal everywhere, and we're just going to put it on blast.
Everyone, your mama, your baby daddy, it don't matter. Your best friend, we're going to let them know they ain't right. And sometimes they need to hear it from someone else. You can take the burden off you. You ain't got to do it no more. After you done trying to fight with them about it, you say, you know what? I'm going to leave it to friends on trial so you can understand. And come to us. At least we're not like Florida. We're going to give you the right verdict. That's all I'm saying. We're going to give you the right verdict.
Once again, this is Friends on Trial. Steph Ruth, would you like to tell them when our next show will be?
Our next show is tomorrow, 8 p.m. Y'all tune in. We'll be ready to give you more of what you need and what you want to hear and what you love.
We'll have more fun trials to hear.
Yes, we will. We positive have knowledge they love in the words of Jay Foray from Ohio and one of the founders of Stay Hydrated, the movement. Just keep cool in hot situations and stay hydrated. Ohio!
That's so. Once again, this is Friends on Trial. You can definitely hit us up at friendsontrial@gmail.com. Give us your stories, and we'll definitely contact you within the next 24 hours to let you know when your trial will be on trial with us. As well as, once again, this is KMS. You can hit me up on Twitter at KMS_Tellem, TELLEM. as well as look for the Friends on Trial Twitter, the Friends on Trial Facebook. Tell your friends, tell your family, we are here and we are here to stay, and we are going to prevent ratchetness from becoming an epidemic.
In the world, taking one Florida politic out at a time. I'm just saying. And again, I'm Stephanie Roof, author of the book Friends on Trial. You can catch it on Amazon. You want to go check it out. It's also released by Publish America. Hit me up if you have any questions. I'm here to be your support. I'm what you need. Let me know.
All right. So once again, Friends on Trial, definitely tune in tomorrow, 8 p.m. Thank you for listening. Love yourself. Love each other.
Love you. Bye.